Good evening, PYV.
Good evening,
welcome
guys.
To PYV Radio with your fave gals, Ash and Lou.
Night three.
This
is crazy. I can't believe we're already at night three. My body is telling me that I'm tired enough for it to be night three.
Yeah, I've yawned off air about 10 times.
But my heart is saying, Ash, you just need to do a million more years of radio show because it's so much fun.
Yeah, that's true. It's our second last night. We promised to make it the best two nights of your life.
Yep. In 35 minutes.
That's a big call.
The 35 minutes
we'll do
that
it.
We have.
Yep. All right, so it's going to be a big night. We've got lots coming at you. We've got guests, we've got texts, we've got other fun things.
Speaking of text, segue in.
Love it.
The text number for all those playing at home / in your dorms is 0434198156. That number again is 0434198156. Please start texting and telling us that you can hear it, because we're really hoping
that'd be good.
With the rain, it may have affected the aerial.
Yes.
We may be broadcasting to one again. I don't know.
Dean Carroll, looking at you.
Dean Carroll, number one fan.
We've actually been having texts since about 9:40.
Yeah,
this phone's been blowing up.
We got in the studio and the phone was just going off.
So love, Cardinia 10 is fine.
Thank
great.
You, Cardinia.
Thanks
10.
For Cardinia.
Yep. Good.
Thank you, Cardinia.
Excellent.
We can hear it in dorm 18. Great.
Good.
Radio show in capital letters. I think that means they can hear it.
Good. That's excellent too. Thank
love
you so
that.
Much.
So I think we're on the airwaves.
Okay, we're on the airwaves.
Shout out to Sylvan 14. That's Hit not my cabin. I thought it was, but I have walked in there by accident before.
Yep. You're definitely 13. Just
great.
So you know. Good.
Great.
Yeah.
All right.
We've got some other texts. We'll get to them in just a moment.
We'll do.
For the moment, we're going to go straight to Lou at the news desk.
All right. It's been pretty quiet today on the old news front.
Mm-hmm.
We've just got a few things. So we'll start off with weather. In case you couldn't hear or see, it rained today.
Still is.
Still
currently happening. Current
so that's
news.
Today's weather.
Raining.
Speaking about that, there's been flash flooding all around Melbourne. On Facebook, my sister-in-law's house street is flooded. There is flash flooding in Uluru National Park. That's not in Melbourne, but
goodness me,
it's obviously hitting Australia.
So there's lots of rain.
Yep. Lots of rain. And there's still rain to come.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently tomorrow it's going to be humid, cloudy with a medium chance of showers.
Oh, wow. That sounds like so
yeah,
different to
so
what we've already
good.
Had. Oh, what that's going to be like.
Yeah. Most likely in the morning. Good. Because that's when activities are. So
oh, yep,
great
yep.
fun. Chance of thunderstorm in the morning and afternoon with possible heavy falls.
Oh,
good.
Wow. Goodness me. So dress appropriately, everyone. Get your rain jackets out. Stay hydrated though.
Yes.
Also, first aid would probably want me to say wear sunscreen. Yes. I'm getting thumbs up. And hats in the studio.
Yeah.
Even if it's raining, I think Jess wants you wearing hats. Yes, that's I'm getting the nod. And drinking water, lots of water as well. I believe, Lou, you mentioned there's been another earthquake in New Zealand.
Yes, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake at the same place where the last one was.
So not too far from Kaikoura. I was actually
in
New Zealand not too shortly after the last one. There was a small earthquake while I was there, happened to be in a boat on the water, didn't know it happened. Everyone was like, oh, you had an earthquake. I was like, didn't feel it. End of story. What a mistake.
So earthquake hit 30 kilometres east of Sedon, a town in South Island's Marlborough wine region. You can tell that I...
Lou's been to New Zealand many, many times.
Yeah. 7,000 people are believed to have felt the earthquake.
Goodness me. Yeah, I'm not surprised. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, keep those people in your prayers. Hopefully it hasn't affected houses and stuff because the last one was really hectic. So, be praying for people in New Zealand. Some of us have got family there, so we'll be praying for them as well. Just quickly, off slight topic for news before I forget, I have to give a shout out to Leonard. This is on behalf of Clark, who was there when this happened. But Leonard rescued Lou and I from a spider yesterday. It was dead. It was still terrifying because spiders, no matter where they and what state they're in, they are terrifying. But he's also terrible at craft. I sent him, or Lou sent him to go fix her name tag and came back and he masked
it. It's broken again.
It was poor. So if you're in Leonard's activity group, oh, sorry, Louise is in Leonard's activity group. So that's, I'm so sorry. How'd your activity group go today? A shout out to Callum as well, who did a great job tonight with the inclement weather.
Great.
Everyone, yeah. Yes, Callum. It was fun.
Good work, Cal.
Thanks, Callum. We appreciate your hard work. Even despite the rain, it's really hard to switch at the last second. So kudos to you.
Yeah, great work.
Hope you've got tomorrow's prepared for the rain as well.
Oh, the biggest news of them all. I forgot about this. I saw three koalas today.
Three koalas. I've got photographic evidence
apparently
of a koala.
Apparently four because one of them had a baby.
Was one of them Kevin?
Apparently not. Apparently, so the three, there were three females and a baby.
The elusive Kevin.
Elusive Kevin. Where is he?
But
he's got a few ladies around.
Wow.
Three to be exact.
He's got some friends. That's good. Okay.
So I haven't seen Kevin, but I did see three koalas. So that's probably the biggest news of the day.
See if you can see Kevin. Did you see Kevin? Someone's saying they saw Kevin. They saw four koalas. Well, it wasn't Kevin. Until you see Kevin, I don't want to... Yeah, Kevin. We want to hear about Kevin. Thanks, guys. So we were giving off some shout-outs from the text. Just a reminder about the suggestions box. It was looking a lot lighter today than it did yesterday.
Yes.
That's a bit disappointing. So, guys, make sure that you're putting suggestions, song suggestions, letters to us. You can write nice things about Lou and I. That always makes us feel really good. Shout out to your leaders. Like, there's so many leaders on camp, and they've come to serve you, and they want to get to know you and help you out as well. So if they come to say hi and they want to have a chat, like, sit down with them, have a chat with them, and then write nice things about them and put them in the box, and we will shout out. We love giving you shout outs as well. And also the text number 0434-198-156. Make sure you're texting in to us as well.
Speaking about text, we've got a little song throw it back we want to give you.
Oh yeah, I forgot to say.
So please text those through.
Yes, so today is Throwback Thursday. For those unfamiliar with this, it's kind of a day where you reflect on the past a little bit, and I get to play music from my youth. Yay!
Woo!
Some people today
and my
did discover, and Louise's youth, which is probably closer to now than mine was. My activity group today found out how old I was, and it was a sad time for me, but also they were really surprised that I was as old as I was. So thank you, activity group. I don't know if you're faking or not, but it made me feel good. So thank you so much. Thank you so much. So the songs. There's two songs. You get to choose. You get to choose your own adventure. We're calling it Throw It To You Thursday for the last song.
Oh, what a good play on words.
Yeah, it's good. Two songs. We're very talented, Louise. I don't know if you know, but we're very talented. Two songs. One of them is, or was requested by Sarah Weber and
Sarah
her dom. It is Let It Go.
From Frozen.
Okay. But you have a way to stop this from happening or get it through. If that's what you want to hear.
That song.
We do have feelings, but it's all right. We haven't let them go. We've let it go through to this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other one is the Pokemon theme song.
I don't know what that is.
It's very catchy.
Ash does.
It's very catchy. Ash does. It's like Ash Ketchum. That's my other name. So your choices are Let It Go or the Pokemon theme song. Both
Texas.
Are good in their own rights, I suppose. Let It Go is very famous. A lot of people like it. Probably not
that
people necessarily on this camp. Probably the wrong age group. But so start texting through whichever one you want to play. We'll start a tally and we'll work out which one, and we'll play that at the end of the show. That will be our outro music. So
yes.
Let It Go from Frozen or the Pokemon theme song from Pokemon. Start texting through. You know the number. It is 0434-198-156.
Text it
now.
Phone's already blown up.
Oh, it's blown up.
Yeah,
speaking
blown up.
Of songs, I think it's probably time we throw to one now, so that we can have a look at some of these and start tallying some of them.
Yes.
Throwback Thursday. I get to play music from when I was younger, because I'm still young. I always managed to play this song every radio show I've ever done. On summer camp. Yeah.
Wow.
Back when I used to do radio show with Scott, also when I did radio show with his brother Stu, every time I played this song. Most people will recognize the voice. They probably won't know this band. They may possibly know the song. It's very unlikely. Look to your older leaders for this one. I hope you enjoy. Feel free to come and tell me tomorrow how you felt about this song. We'll be rocking out in the studio. Jono won't turn my mic on, but I will be singing really loud, just so that you know.
We're watching, Jono.
It's called Bye Bye Bye, and it's by NSYNC.
Woo! Welcome back. That was a classic song on Throwback Thursday from our childhood. Good times.
Great.
Love NSYNC.
Great times.
Now we're living those times through Justin Timberlake's solo album.
Yeah, if you recognize that Justin Timberlake, popular recording artist, was in NSYNC, it still pains my heart that NSYNC will never get back together, because Justin Timberlake is way too successful without
them.
They
did for like 15 minutes on the MTV Music
Awards. If I can't
see
them in concert, it didn't happen. It can't count. One day, NSYNC, I will see you. You've got that. In right, it's not writing. You've
That's
got that
creepy.
By voice.
It's not
by
creepy
voice.
At all.
So, Lou, we have special guests in the studio.
We do.
Great
we have
special
two
guests.
Special guests.
People that you've probably seen around the campsite a lot. You've probably visited one of them. You've probably been told off by the other. I think we all got told off today. It was great up the front in his contraband singlet. Well done. We have Scott, assistant convener, and Jess from First Aid.
Oh. Woo!
Woo!
Yeah. Studio audience, show some enthusiasm. Thank you. Yes. Clapping Ryan, keep it down.
Clapping Ryan, welcome
over
back.
There. Keep it down. So welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thanks,
how's camp gone for you so far?
Yeah, it's been wet and hot.
Yes. It's a great,
Those
great
are the
combination.
Two words I would use to describe camp thus far.
Loud.
That's great for my hair.
How's first aid been going, Jess? Have you been busy?
Yeah, busy, but nobody's died yet, so that's good.
That's good. Not on Jess's watch.
No.
That's not going to happen.
You saved that for your real job in the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, Jess is a nurse. Don't be alarmed. She is legitimately first aid. She's not just a ring-in. She does look after people for a job. Yeah, cool. So thank you. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for your service and for being here as well. Thank you for coming onto the show. However, you are not strangers to the show, nor PYV. You've been PYVs for quite a while now?
Yeah, I've been coming on PYV since I was 15, so that's a number of years.
It's like 4 years, yeah?
Almost 5 years.
Yeah, wow. It's a long time.
Almost having a teenager years.
No, they all guessed at my table today that I was 24, so I felt pretty good about that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I think that's the vibe people are getting from me. But I am older than you, so that's...
You're older than me. If I shave my beard off, I think I could pass as 15 again.
Oh, okay. Probably don't want to do that. But that's okay. No, very, very good. And Jess?
I've been coming on PYV since I was about 5 years old. My parents used to cook on old school PYV camps. And I used to be that ratty little child that would run around and annoy everyone.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. Not we haven't got any of them. We love you. You're great. The kids in the studio, we like them. So like I said, no strangers to radio. The first radio show I ever did for PYV was on winter camp in 2010, I think it was.
I was on that camp.
Who was that with?
I think that was with Scott McNabb.
Yeah.
Scott Nash Radio Show, great times. There's even a photo. I'll have to put it up on the Instagram and tag it. There's a picture of the three of us in our little makeshift tiny box studio. I think the first night we did of camp, we were sitting around just like a tech box, like struggling over one mic, and then we got upgraded to having our own seats, and it was a great moment for both of us.
I think we sat on crates.
Oh, yeah, we probably did. It was not a crate time.
No, we really upgraded since then.
How was the night three? And that's my first pun.
Speaking of... puns. I have a short story. Can I share it?
Oh, please
great
share.
Segue.
So,
love it.
Today, Ash loves a good pun, so that's why I want to share
it. It's true.
So today, I saw a camper who will remain unnamed, and she was running, and she ran into a chair, which is pretty funny. And I said, "Oop, chairful," and she ran away, and she didn't laugh at
all. She didn't acknowledge the pun.
She didn't even acknowledge
Shame.
It at all.
She didn't think you were funny.
That is sad. Well, if you have any puns, please put them in the box. I should have said this the first time. I love puns. Scott also loves puns. We're pun aficionados. So please share them with us. Put them in the box.
Or if you're a said camper, please make yourself known.
Oh, yeah. We'd like
that
as well.
Scott's pun.
Scott's just saying unknown because he doesn't know anyone's names. he's a great acorn. So what I would like to play for everyone is Throwback Thursday. Throwback to a time.
It's Throwback Thursday.
That's at the top of my sheet. I hope you know. Throwback Thursday. So there's a time that Scott and I were on the radio. It was two summer camps after that. And we had some special guests in the studio who came in for competition. Just let your ears really enjoy the greatness of this small throwback.
Can we pretend that airplanes in the night sky are like shooting stars?
Louise!
That was definitely Louise.
I could really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
I'm a really bad singer, I'm sorry.
I can really use a wish right now, wish right now, wish right now.
And that is correct. Yeah.
That was entirely correct. See, it's not that hard. It's actually really exciting.
I'm a really bad singer, I'm sorry.
Just That's sure. irrelevant. It's irrelevant. If you win the competition, you're the one who'll be laughing.
Louise.
Oh, I heard Louise.
Now that it's raining more than ever, no, still have a chance. You can stand under my umbrella.
You can stand under my
umbrella.
Ella,
okay, that'll do.
Okay. and what else did we want?
Umbrella by Rihanna.
Punk goes pop.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, please, you are correct. The winner of Round Summer Camp 2010.
No one's clapping except
sing the next
me.
Line.
Thanks.
Clap.
Guys,
yes.
Clap for me. Yeah. That was amazing.
Hard-fought battle.
Wow. Wasn't that magical?
That was
It was like I'm back there listening to Lee sing the words to bring her to victory in one of our competitions that have probably now been banned because campers aren't allowed to come out of their dorms because of me. Yeah. And the radio show, it's fine. This is why we get grown-ups to come and do the competitions now because we may have been banned from that. So thank you for the memories, for the throwback, Louise. And look, now you're on the radio show. You've made it.
I know. I've upgraded.
You've made it. And now Scott's
Look where I am now.
Now Scott's the assistant convener. Wow.
Wow.
It's only up for me, isn't it?
Yes. Where will we be in another 5 years?
Ash has stayed exactly the same.
Ash has gone nowhere. Well, keeping with the spirit of things, I do like a good competition. We didn't just get you in here just for the lols and the memories. We like to pit you against each other because there's nothing that I like more than pitting really competitive people against each other, especially if they're married. Yes.
Woo. Woo. And for our entertainment.
Particularly for our entertainment. this one is cartoon related. It's called Cartoons. Cartoons. And so what we're going to do is we're going to take like a tune.
Oh, right.
Tunes. And so we're going to play them. You're going to get to do one each at a time. And we'll play a little snippet and then you will have to tell us what cartoon it's from. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. It's not me singing, everyone. Don't worry, it's not
is
me
singing. Louise singing.
It's the actual. There's already been enough of me and Louise singing on the show. Probably no more. Okay, so Scott, you're going to go first. Are you ready for this? It's a short clip. I'm only going to play it once, otherwise we're going to run out of time because you know me, I always run out of time. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go.
Heroes in a half shell, turtle power. They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
Do I say what show it was from?
Yeah.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
The original one. Possibly.
I did not know that.
Correct. I'm just quickly writing a tally thing on the back. Hang on. I was underprepared for this. Hang on. Okay, ready. There's a big line. One for Scott.
So official.
One for Jess. One for Scott. My pen doesn't even
write.
Are these
going to be from my generation or yours?
That's very rude. Ooh. We're basically in the same generation.
No.
I've tried to make it fair. I do know you both very well, so I've tried to make it a fair game, but also one that I will enjoy when you lose. Okay, we ready? Right. Okay, Jess, it's your turn. No pressure. Scott's already on one.
Oh!
Got it.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
Right.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
I appreciate that you sung it. No extra points, but points in my mind for flair. Okay, that's one each. One each. Oh, wait, I didn't play the ding. Okay, good. It didn't happen unless the ding happened. Okay, next one. Scott, are you ready?
Yeah.
Very good.
That song that everyone can play on the piano, Rugrats.
Yes,
and it's your team
good.
As well.
That's my team. My team. If you have never heard Rugrats before, that is the start of the theme song. Very good. Scott's on two, Jess on one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes, let's go, Jess.
You got to listen to your heart, listen to the beat, listen to the rhythm of the street. Open up your eyes, open up your ears, get together and make things better by working together.
It's Arthur.
Arthur.
Yeah. Yes.
The friendly bear rat that we don't really know what is.
He's an
A-A-R-D-V-A-R-K.
He's an Aardvark.
It's literally a song in the show. Jess.
I never knew that.
We have much to watch when we get back home after
Camp.
Wow.
Much
so
to
many
watch.
Of them. I just always assumed that he was a cross between a mouse and a bear.
No, he sings a song about being an aardvark.
He's an aardvark.
We've all learned things tonight. Aardvark. Okay, sorry. Next one. We've got to keep going. There's many more.
Time.
Yours. Ready. Oh, you ready, Scott?
Yeah. Literally no idea.
I don't know either.
I really enjoyed discovering that one. You can.
Is it Biker Mice from Mars?
I don't even know what that is. Wow.
Awesome.
No. Oh,
awesome.
I wish there was someone in the studio who did know it. That was from Dragon Ball Z.
Oh,
Dragon, something, dragon. It's so good. I really enjoyed listening to that one when I discovered it before. Okay, so we're still two all. Okay. Jess, you are next.
Fighting evil.
Nobody else is going to know this. This is Sailor Moon. It's amazing.
Oh, yes. I knew that.
I didn't know that.
I've never even watched the show.
Correct. It was Sailor Moon.
Yes.
That's three to Jess. That's two to Scott. There's still time. There's more. There's quite a few more. I thought people were texting. They're not texting me. It's fine. Okay.
This is inconvenient. We'll extend this as long as it takes for me to win.
Okay.
This to make it really hard.
I paid her before the show.
Do you know this one?
Maybe.
Come on.
Do you want me to guess?
You can guess.
Is it Biker Mice from Mars?
No.
Is it the teddy bears?
What is the teddy bears?
No, I can't remember the name.
Jess is just starting to fabricate
gummy bears.
Shows. No, the gummy bears is way better than
Gumbo.
That.
Gumbo.
Gumbo. Gumby and Dumbo.
Brum.
This is getting out of hand. No points. No points for you, Scott. Jess, you now. Remember, you're on three. Scott's on two.
That is
There's probably campers in the dorms jumping up and being like, I know this!
Yeah, I think I know that one.
Come on, old people.
Is this new? Is this a new
newish. Newish. I'm pretty sure Brad Howie would know this.
Yeah, Brad knows everything.
But not because it's old. Callum Howie would probably know this as well.
Oh, that's worrying.
Really? Because he didn't know much yesterday when he was on.
No, don't want to hazard a guess. Okay, it was Ben 10.
Oh.
Ben 10.
Oh, that's not what I was thinking.
It's not that old. Okay.
Thinking.
That's not what I was thinking.
You were thinking Biker Mice from Mars.
How'd you know?
Okay, we have how many more? One more each.
Okay.
There's one in the event of a tiebreak.
Ooh.
Okay. Scott, this is your last one. No pressure. If you don't get this, Jess wins. We'll still make
saving
her guess
to
the
stay
last
in
one.
The match.
Yes. To stay in the match.
Right.
Good sports metaphor. We love sports. Okay, ready?
Yes.
There's 104 days of summer vacation, and school comes along just to end it. So the annual problem for our generation is finding a good way to spend it.
Like maybe.
Oh man, these ones are so hard. I did not watch these when I was a child. It's not Pokemon, and I'm pretty sure it's not Biker Mice from Mars.
Can I give you a clue to make this a good game?
Please.
Leonard Lowe. At your house, what did he watch? He watched on Netflix. He watched it, and
it
it's cartoon. It was on your list, and
really? Like, why has Scott been watching cartoons?
And we really did wonder why, but then you were like, "Oh, Leonard was watching it," and now it's coming to haunt you. There's studio audience members who know this. They were singing along.
Okay, they all know this.
They all know they this. All know this. Shame on you.
You can call a friend. So phone,
yeah,
a friend.
Phone a friend.
Phone
a friend.
Phone
a friend. Phone a friend in the studio.
Ash. Ash.
Don't phone me. Don't. Ash is engaged. Do you want to...
I'll phone Abby.
Okay, you can phone Abby. Is Abby going to pick up? Ring, ring. Calling Abby. Calling Abby. Hey, Abby, do you know what this is?
Is it Phineas and Ferb?
Wow, how'd you know that?
Oh, just intuition.
Correct! You have good friends. They knew. Okay, Scott gets a point. Okay, Jess. This is for the win.
All right.
This is
winner takes all.
For the win. Winner takes all. All the glory, all the guts. Your team, you've already had one team win tonight, by the way. You've already had one team win. Well done. In program.
Yes.
Okay.
Go Team Jess.
Let's go.
Come on, grab your friends. We'll go to very distant lands. We'll take the dog and then the human. The fun will never end.
Jess.
Do you know this?
What is your guess?
I don't know. Really
you can't
awful.
Phone a friend. You can't phone a friend.
Oh, why?
Because you were already in the lead. We needed to make this so I could play the last one. Dead air. We can't have dead air. I'll just keep talking while Jess decides. Jess is out. No, you've got nothing.
Yeah.
What does the studio audience say? What was it? Adventure Time. Of course, it was Adventure Time.
We don't have time to watch this. We're adults. We have jobs and dogs.
Adventure Time's on at 4 p.m.
This is very true.
We have to cook food for our bodies.
Okay, so what we're going to do? We'll play the last one. Whoever jumps in first with the with Lou as the judge of who jumps in first,
yep,
gets to guess what it is. Okay.
Do we say our names? Or
say
full names.
Yeah, not your full name. No.
Jessica Lewis.
No, Jess is great at it after the game today.
Okay. No, just Scott. Jess, do you want to practice it?
Scott.
Jess.
Good. Okay.
Oh,
we're going
so
fast.
Loud.
Oh wow, it's like clapping Ryan. That's what I hear every time he claps in my ear. Okay.
We love you,
clapping
Ryan.
Tiebreaker for the glory. Let's go.
Pokemon. Scott Pokemon.
The song was supposed to finish.
Scott Pokemon.
What
Scott,
did you do?
Scott Pokemon.
Okay.
Did you know that they played one note?
Because I was 10 when it came out and I was obsessed with it.
Yes, it was. It was Pokemon. We'll just like play it behind us at the moment.
That's from my generation, babe.
Okay, so Scott won that. That wasn't as a...
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. He also jumped in, so technically he's a cheater margarita,
yeah,
but we'll let it roll.
Yeah. No, judge overrules. I give you the win.
Okay. Well done. Well done for only knowing half of them. You'll probably come and be chastised by many campers for not knowing. Go and make fun of them. Go point and laugh for not knowing Phineas and Ferb. Or go tell them which ones you knew and which ones they didn't know. Go have chats. They're really friendly and they're always around doing stuff. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being part of our competition as well. And Scott, we've got to throw to a song now before we come back for our really quick last segment and a lot of shout outs and
lots.
Also the final song. But this is a throwback to a song that got us in a considerable amount of trouble at Forest Edge. It did cause quite a few campers to leave their dorms and go dance out in the middle of the entire dorm area.
I know what it
and
is.
And we got in a lot of trouble. And by the end of that camp, I think you were like, I never want to hear this song again in my life. Well, we're playing it now.
Yay.
I hope everybody knows it. They probably will. It's a bit of a catchy one.
It is a catchy
one. So please enjoy. It's by Willow. It's called Whip My Hair.
Welcome back.
Whip my Oh, yeah. So catchy. What a tune. What a tune.
Apparently there are girls going crazy dancing outside Sylvan dorms. That is not what we wanted out of playing that song.
We didn't condone that. Get back to your dorms. Back to your dorms. This is a time for settling down.
For rest.
Rest and for going to sleep, getting into your beds. Just really quickly, I had a direct message from Leonard Lowe. Leonard is disappointed that Scott did not get Phineas and Ferb. We tried, Leonard.
Leonard.
We tried for you, but he, you know, just couldn't get over the line with that. But he did win, so really.
He did win, yeah.
He got the win in the end.
Did well.
Do we have some shout-outs?
We've got a lot of shout-outs.
We've got texting him.
A lot of texting in, a lot of shout-outs in the box.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Here is a shout-out to Alicia. I think it is.
Which Alicia?
Just as Alicia.
Alicia. All the Alicias, shout out to you.
Do a shout out to Jacob Goody. Will do. Hey, Jacob Goody, you're in my activity group. You're a cool dude.
Nice one. Very good. Very good. Hey, Jacob.
Oh, here's a great one. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ash and Louise for being awesome. From Faith, Dorm 13.
That's so
Thanks,
nice.
Faith.
We'll pay you later. Thanks for that.
Shout out to Dorm 18, Sylvan.
Oh,
shout
nice.
Out to Cabin 8.
Cabin 8. Wait, which one? Is it? Okay, I'm really confused. Does each different block have like
eight cabins? Yeah, everyone has eight cabins.
So Cabin 8, that's three lots of Cabin 8. That's three shout outs in one message.
Yes.
Well done.
That is
correct. All-encompassing message. Thank you so much.
What's happening on the old text?
What's happening on the text line? Was it still blowing up?
It's still blowing up.
And with their final song, remember that's coming as well.
Oh, we need to know about that. Yeah, there's been a lot of texts coming through about that. That's the main thing, really.
Good.
A lot of shout out to girls in Sylvan 13 and to Louise for being an awesome cabin leader. Oh. I didn't even write that myself. That was actually texted in.
I can't see the phone, so I don't know if she's making it up, but I'm going to trust her.
Shout out to PJ. Hey, PJ.
Hey, PJ.
There's been a few for you, PJ.
Yeah, nice, PJ.
Toby Mac thinks Kevin Yon is a catch. Oh. Kevin Yon, music leader, not Kevin the Koala.
Mm-hmm. Not Kevin Irwin or Kevin Leonard either. Just Kevin Yon
just
up
real
front
Kevin.
Singing.
Someone said, yay, Scott and Jess with lots of love hearts.
Oh, so fun.
So they would have been really excited they were on.
So fun.
Dinner was good. I had seconds.
Oh, nice.
Great.
Nice. Can I just say at the moment the new, what's the Gary one? Am I so out of touch? Nice. No, the new Nice Gary. Thank you, studio audience. The new Nice Gary is Yeah Boy.
Yeah Boy.
It doesn't count if you, unless you say it for like more than 5 seconds.
Shout out to my Princess Darcy for her siren.
What?
Please read out siren emoji. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Look, I don't even know what that
it's
means.
It's Cabin 18 in Sylvan.
Cabin 18. Okay. That's hey. Nice. More? Do we have more? Songs?
They're coming through. Nathan Smith says Leonard Lowe is the best. That's from Joel Morani.
Oh, wow. Okay, that's confusing.
It's a lot of names.
That's a lot of names. There's a lot of stuff going on.
It was perfect. Cat pun. We love the cat puns.
Perfect. Oh, pun. Yes, very good.
Great
very good.
Puns.
More puns.
And then lots of song requests.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, for either Pokemon
or Let It Go.
Oh, nice one. Okay, well, we'll quickly do some announcements so we can finish the show because, as always, I've gone over time. No one's surprised, but still disappointed in me. Some announcements. Leader meeting, 7 a.m. sessions room.
Yes.
It's hard to get up, I know.
It is.
But it is worth it. It was worthwhile. We had a great debrief from Kirsty. If you don't know who Kirsty is, she's one of the chaplains. Go say hi. She's a legend. After that is the prayer meeting, 7:30 in the same place, which is the table tennis end, not the sessions end of the sessions room.
Yes.
Prayer meeting, 7:30 in there. What's more official paperwork? Who is on in the morning? Remember that if you're on duty group in the morning, you don't have to be there early. It's just you are cleaning up and helping out for that meal. Friday is Team Minions for breakfast, Team Nemo for lunch, Team Frozen for dinner. So make sure that if you're in Team Minions, you're prepared to help out at breakfast time. And the Bible verse of the day is from Exodus 4, verse 12. And it is, now go, I will help you speak and will teach you what to say. And that's just a really good reminder that we don't have to feel alone in the Great Commission, which is something we'll talk about in our study groups tomorrow,
yes.
That God is always with us and we don't have to rely on ourselves. He'll give us the words to speak, to help us to speak with other people and for the glory and furthering of his kingdom. So trust in him. He'll give you what you need, which is awesome. We praise him for that. So we've got one last thing. It's the last song, Louise, unless there's any more random things that we need to say from the texts.
Oh, just a nice one came through. Radio show people, you guys are amazing. Never stop what you're doing. You guys are the best.
Oh, that's so kind. Thanks. You so much. If you want to tell people on actual radio that I should be employed, feel free.
Yeah. We're looking for a new job. So
yeah, on the radio. Ash and Lou on the radio. That would be great.
New Hamish Nandy, I heard. But
and we even have
just,
Clapping Ryan as
yeah,
well. So
that's
it could happen.
Heard.
It could happen. So song.
So
it's
song.
Come to that time.
It's actually been pretty even. It started out very clear race that was Pokemon was going to win.
Oh, okay.
But there's been a few late entries for Let It Go.
Oh, okay.
But I think It's Pokemon.
You think it's Pokemon?
I think it's Pokemon. Okay, some the people have asked for Pokemon.
Throw It To You Thursday has resulted in a Pokemon. We'll play that now. Have a great night, everyone. Make sure you listen to your dorm leaders when they tell you to go to sleep. It's really important. We've hit the halfway mark of camp and there's going to be a lot of tired people going on from now. So
yes,
get a good night's sleep so we can be pumped for tomorrow. We have two studies. We've got some sessions. We've got some activities. I can't wait to see what happens when Callum realizes it's going to rain again and has to be indoors again.
Okay.
But Pokemon will get us pumped in the meantime. Have a great sleep and we will see you for our last show
tomorrow night.
See you guys.
Woo. Bye.